In Cerrejón, we started our human rights journey back in 2005 with the creation of a human rights program that focused mainly on the implementation of the standard known as Voluntary Principles on Security and Human Rights, and by promoting human rights in our neighbor communities. But since then, we have defined a broader approach, and we have focused on the impacts caused by our operation with a human rights perspective. During this process, we have aligned to well-known international standards, and we created the Department of Social Standards and International Engagement as the area of the company in charge of ensuring their implementation, and in particular, the implementation of UN's Protect, Respect, and Remedy framework. Our process on the ground has included several activities, such as the adjustments to our human rights policy, the identification and management of our impacts, continued dialogue with communities on these issues, and the integration of this approach in the operation. And also, very important, we have provided remedy whenever the impacts cannot be avoided. Our experience in this last component, the remedy pillar, has provided key learnings for Cerrejón. We started this process of implementing a complaints office in 2009 after being invited by Harvard University to participate in the project to pilot Professor John Ruggie's guidelines for establishing a non-judicial remedy mechanism. This pilot process included, first, to understand the different mechanisms the company had to process complaints. In our case, we had already in place an ethics line, also a mechanism within the human rights program that registered and processed security-related complaints, and also other mechanisms existed where employees could express their concerns on issues such as transportation or the meals program. After analyzing this, we defined the requirements that would allow us to have a rights-based grievance mechanism that complied with the criteria suggested of being predictable, legitimate, transparent, accessible, fair, and based on dialogue. It's also worth mentioning that in this process, we also adopted other criteria suggested by the International Finance Corporation and also the International Council on Mining and Metals, such as that grievance mechanisms should also be proportional, safe for the complainants, as well as culturally appropriate. After that, we defined that the scope of the complaints office would be to register and investigate complaints related to the impacts caused by our operation on employees, contractors, and communities. We also defined the categories and the type of complaints, as well as their severity levels. We also provided training to potential investigators and simultaneously designed the software that would manage the process. We wrote and published a manual that includes the office's governance rules and all the procedures, and carried out meetings with more than 2,000 employees and community members to socialize the existence of the new office. Regarding the people that we have established for this office, we initially designed it as a very lean and small office. We started just with one person, but now we have a team of 5 full-time staff, including one advisor from the Wayuu indigenous community that serves as translator and advisor on the specificities of the Wayuu culture. This whole planning process took us over a year, and we were able to launch the office in September of 2010. Some of the challenges we faced in this process include, first of all, to know that the implementation process takes more time than originally expected. The internal consultations to obtain the company support, the administrative processes to equip and staff the office, the training for the investigators, and the design and adjustments to the software were all activities that required more time than envisioned. Second, we have seen that investigating and closing cases takes more time than originally expected. Although we defined some deadlines to carry out the investigations, we now know that there are complex cases that require more time than originally planned. reaching internal decisions, also the number of meetings required with complainants, and the long distances investigators must travel to meet several times in person with the complainants, require to adapt our timelines. It's also to be expected that processing complaints following the principle of permanent dialogue requires additional time. A third challenge we have found in this process is obtaining the internal support. Although this office was established with a clear mandate from our CEO, the internal understanding of the complaints office mission and its scope is not immediately understood at all company departments or levels, and obtaining their buy-in to carry out investigations has been challenging. Meanwhile, our complaints office, our staff, has had to deal with a large amount of workload. In essence, the establishment of the complaints office has generated for us very important lessons. First of all, it has allowed us to bring certain topics to the attention of our senior management. For example, with the complaints office, we have been able to address some of the impacts caused by animals killed by the train that transports the coal from the mine to the port, and to obtain a change in the company policy that for almost three decades forbid compensating the Wayuus when their animals were killed. A second important lesson would be that through the complaints office, we have been able to enhance constructive dialogue with communities. Communities value the time and effort dedicated to them, but we clearly understand that this office cannot and should not replace the permanent and the significant engagement of the company with its neighbor communities. In addition, with this mechanism, we know that our capacity to act with due diligence has been enhanced. We're identifying new minor impacts as well as new ways to understand them, and it has also helped us to prepare or modify our existing management plans. Another important result, it's worth mentioning, it has been that the complaints office allows us to systematize cases and to obtain a better understanding of certain issues. This has helped us to prepare integral responses to what could have been seen before as isolated situations. This, at the end, helps us to focus our staff on our resources better. Our role in the implementation of this office is definitely not over. Many challenges remain. For example, we know that we must continue to strengthen the integration of the complaints mechanism within the operation, and we must enhance support across all company sections and levels. We should be able to develop clear rules to decide on compensations and expedite our decision processes. We also must be able to periodically review and improve our complaints management system. In parallel, we have to continue with the company's enhancement of the quality of our engagement with the communities and to obtain fast-track administrative processes that help us to deliver results in a timely way. All of these things we have found with the office are encouraging signs. We are aware of the challenges ahead, however, but we are convinced that the complaints office can help company to respect human rights. It contributes to having a social license to operate, and it has definitely helped us to understand and address our impacts in a strategic way.